Hello, my name is Neil Parker. Some of you may know me, and for those of you who don't, consider yourselves lucky. Okay. Let's see. We've all seen this picture and any number of reasons concerning marine safety and other issues and access for moorings and cutting off an existing channel. I think they've all been addressed nicely and probably will continue to be addressed. I put together a slideshow, only a few slides. Some of you may be familiar with these three pictures. They've been in the papers. They're illustrated in the back. I went down to the town landing, and from eye level view, standing where somebody might sit in their car parked, I took this photograph, and I just wanted to get an idea what the project would be. Now, at the time, the project included that long breakwater, and I'll address that in a second. But I decided I would try to figure out exactly what that would look like. And I heard the gentleman from PROC saying that the initial floats that are going to go in are going to be low floats. But there's an issue with that as well. That was a red dot. My cat would love that. So projecting out, measured as well as the presentations by the marine development, they sort of confirmed. This is going to be the height of the outer wall, right? Now, even if the floats are lower, they're going to have a certain height, and they're going to go out. I was a little bit conservative. I stopped the outer wall there. I won't profess that I measured anything, but it's an artist's rendition. I think it's pretty accurate in giving sort of an idea of what it's going to look like. I will tell you this. Even if this represents about where that inner wall is, it's going to be closer in, and every marina development I've ever seen, I'm going to go back a picture or two, you see that the one thing that seems to be absent from all these piers are boats. If they were opening a marina, and this was the best they can do, they're going to be bankrupt in no time. So I think this is a very misleading impression. So I'm going to go back to this. This is what mega yachts look like. So even if you have floats that are only 2 feet high, this will be your view from the town landing. Now again, this is an artist's rendition. How did I scale this off? You take a 200-foot boat, and we could look at the pier now. We know that the deck of the boat is about the height on an average tide with the existing pier. We also know that the superstructures on these boats often far exceed the actual height of the sides of the boat. Some of these vessels are 5 stories or higher. If you were to get a building permit in the city of Rockland, you would not be able to build as high as these vessels going down on the waterfront. So that's sort of an illustration of what you will be looking at from the town landing. Go to this picture. At the end of the last meeting, where I was very indignant and possibly rude, I went up to... Okay, I was rude. I went up to a couple of the people who were making the proposal, and I said, guys, you're not going about this the smart way. Because everything they're building, if there was a big storm in Rockland, first of all, we all know, get our boats the heck out of Rockland if there's a storm. We take precautions. There are storms that come up once, twice a summer, maybe no summer, maybe 3 a summer. They come up, we're mariners, we deal with it. But if they are talking about unattended boats or visiting vessels, there's absolutely no reason to not build out this way and this way. This is roughly 240 feet. This is roughly 240 feet. And this I did in 5 minutes. I didn't pay an architectural firm $50,000 to develop this, right? Because these guys just know from other marinas and other places. They could create a yacht basin here that would not obstruct the view from anywhere or hardly at all, right? They could do this. They could have an inner basin, and that would be that. This is roughly where they're proposing that pier. They could bring it in a little bit. And if they have this space, they're facing east and west. Because if you have a large vessel or medium-sized vessels that are actually facing into the weather, they're going to ride a storm a lot better. So what they're proposing defies any kind of maritime sense. So first, off the top of my head, after the meeting, I said, guys, do something like this. We're actually facing to the waves. If you're going to have a problem with boats pounding over here, I bet you could have some offshore tie-offs. You can breast the boats off the docks 2 feet during a storm. You might do it once a summer. Yes, the ferry goes through. The other thing about their design is I get the sense that they're actually going to create a problem with waves coming in and not being able to reflect out again, which may create more churning in their basin. When they talk about protecting Rockland Harbor, you know, with their breakwater design, they're only talking about protecting their customers and maybe some of the town landing. Okay, so I'm going to keep going from here. There's some yachts there. This was my idea. There's some variations on this, but if they were thinking a little smarter, they could come up with this. It wouldn't obstruct the view. They'd be able to maximize their property. I don't begrudge them trying to make some money off their property. Okay, maybe I'd begrudge them a little, because I wish I'd thought of it. But there's other ways to go about and accomplish the same thing. And the other thing I added to this, personally, I object to $1 million of federal money going to develop this. But I suggested, finally, build something smart, and then, since they're obviously very good at writing grants, to take some of their professional grant writers and use it to obtain another $1 million, or whatever the cost is, to put a breakwater outside the existing mooring field. And I'm not talking about a big granite breakwater, but I've looked into several cities, Burlington, Vermont, places like that, where they've extended existing breakwaters, put in inner breakwaters that are floating breakwaters. Now, will they knock a 4-foot sea during a storm down to zero? No, but it'll knock it down to 2 feet, right? And if they really want to, I'm going to get to that in a second. If they really want to, so they would build that, something like that out past the mooring field. They could still do whatever they wanted to do, and these breakwaters, they actually have bases that can encourage marine growth. Okay.
Excuse me. I'm going to grant him my 5 minutes if I can do that.
Certainly.
I'll let him have it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try to make it 2.5. Okay, so people need
a set.
That
one? I had it on a mooring.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
these guys have dinghies the size of most yachts, so I'm not really worried about them being dockside. That's another story. But in this instance, let's get an idea of scale. Again, you have a 6-story building tying up downtown. They're not spending a lot of money here with everybody else. They might buy fuel here. I don't think there is that great a demand to build permanent structures to accommodate them. But take a look at what we traditionally consider to be reasonably large boats compared to these things. And I'm just going to show, here's DeMillo's in Portland. DeMillo's is a partner in this operation. They're a big brokerage company. Of course they would like to have additional docks here. So I don't necessarily buy into the whole transient thing. Again, take a look at these boats. If you took this thing and put it over here, it would come up to the top floor. This is what they're trying to do here. These are good-sized boats. These are 30, 40-foot boats. Again, it's the economy of scale, which I object to here. Again, do we really need to provide extra space for these boats? Again, keep it within your borders. Don't ask us for help. Finally, this one is a private yacht that's used for charters, but again, look at this going past the spark plug, which is a typical main lighthouse. Do we really need that to look at instead of the rest of Rockland Harbor? Okay, I just want to give you an example. Ron gave an example of projects that were rejected. This is a project that was still in application. This is Duck Trap Mountain. MBNA went ahead without the permits and tore off the side of a mountain to put in whatever personal meeting hall center resort they wanted to put in. They put in this huge complex. This photo is only part of it, right? I believe this road goes on up to the mountain. There's Route 1 down here. So this is what they put in along with the road. When you view this from the water, it's like a scab. It's really disgusting. Mm-hmm. But most people don't get to see it. They just go up there and they say, what a nice view. And it's a beautiful view up there for very few people, as opposed to the rest of us. And that is one of my contentions about this entire development, is that a few people get to enjoy this, but many, many more people have to look at it. And I don't think we should have to look at it. Here's again, part of MBNA looking back west. Now, I threw this in there. This is Niagara Falls. At the last meeting, somebody said to me that they were for this marina. After all, it's a harbor, and harbors have boats. Boats, water, they go together. And so just for the sake of illustration, I said, okay, this is Niagara Falls. It's about water. What other water things can we think of? Well, we could put one of those up there, right? They hold water. The fact is, just because something has to do with water doesn't mean it should be placed where they plan to place it. And that's all I have to say. Okay. Good job.
Those are the 3 islands in the bay that Edna St. Vincent Millay wrote about in her poem?
No, this is, we're looking across to Islesborough and Grindle Point and all that, I think.
Warren Island?
This is looking the other way. That's a marvelous view. I don't get to enjoy it, but when I'm sailing, I have to look at it. So, does anybody have any questions?
Can you put that picture of the two vessels, the rendition of the two vessels up for me? Yeah. No.